from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're talking here the NL wild card, and I kind of want to finish this up before we switch over to the American League. And the last thoughts on the Mets. I think what is really fascinating about this team is you've got an owner that is a little somewhere between a Steinbrenner and a Cuban, like an owner that clearly cares, that is willing to spend money, but sometimes can't get out of his own way and make dumb decisions. You mentioned Pete Alonso will most likely walk at the end of the year, but they've got him now. And they're here. So we'll finish up with these two before we slide to the other two. Do you think the Mets catch the Braves? Do you think the Mets make the playoffs? Here we are, September 3rd. Do you think they will sneak in?
Yes, I think they'll do it. I do. And I mean, you're still only looking at what the Diamondbacks have a 2-game lead over the Braves. So it's not like the Braves could still be caught and not make it in. We could see the Padres or the D-backs theoretically go on like a 4-5-game losing streak and hurt their playoff chances. But I think the Mets, they're just kind of peaking at the right time. And good for Sean Manaea, just kind of sticking around, being like one of the top two guys in their rotation. Like, he's been in the league forever.
He's looked pretty good for him of late.
I love watching him pitch. I'm just like, oh yeah, all right, fantasy or betting. Who's Sean Manaea? Bet for the Mets that day. Okay, got it.
I think there's a very good chance. I'll stick with Atlanta. I like the manager better. I like the team structure. But I would not be shocked, but I'll tell you what, Jordan, we sat here at the All-Star break and we were like, the Mets, ha ha, bunch of losers. I'll give them a lot of credit for being here.
Yeah, what did we, the Grimace thing, like they went on a winning streak after Grimace, like throughout the first pitch, and then we kind of laughed at that, then they lost a bunch after that, we laughed some more.
And then Hawk Tua girl throws out a pitch and we laugh some more, and they're just a laughing stock, yet here we are, they're a half game back.
Yeah, I gotta say, man, props to that roster, because, yeah, you're right, I do like Brian Snitker better in Atlanta than their manager. It's like a former pitching guy, not really too high on just random hires. But once again, it seems like the manager, does it really matter at this point? We've been having this conversation on my podcast about, you know, the Mariners possibly really not even being managed by the person in the dugout anymore. I don't really think that's just true of Seattle. I think most teams kind of have like this algorithm that are putting together lineups and that are looking at splits and whatnot. So I does that matter? Not so much, but I love what's happening in New York regardless.
Yeah, and then just to give some love to the top two, the Padres and the Diamondbacks are sitting there. They're actually, it's funny to think about these two teams because I feel like their priorities right now, they're like the wild card. That's for losers. We're not here for that. So that's what makes that race even more interesting, is that the Padres and the Diamondbacks, they do not want the wild card. They can see the division right in front of them. Diamondbacks have slipped a little bit, but the Padres are right there, and they're all going to play each other. There's still games to go, and while the Padres are playing the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks are sitting there going, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee.
I mean, I'm not.
And while the Padres are playing the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers are going, and it goes that way for all three of those teams. Dodgers playing the Diamondbacks, Padres going,
yeah, the cannibalism happening.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they're there for it.
I mean, I'm not sure, though, that either team, even with all the matchups against each other, is going to catch the Dodgers at this point. I'm sorry. They're good, yeah. I'm glad that it seems like San Diego is going to be going to the playoffs with their best guy, Fernando Tatis Jr., and I'm assuming he's just ready to go. I expect like a huge month of September from him. And if anybody catches the Dodgers, it's probably going to be the Padres. They're not really getting anybody like in Arizona, like the Padres are added to their lineup right now. And frankly,
Arizona's getting Christian Walker back tonight.
Okay, that's fair.
Which is a big move for future Seattle Mariner bust long-term free agent Christian Walker. He's back tonight. So he's no Tatis, but he's pretty damn good. He took him to a World Series last year.
No, that's fair. But I like the San Diego Padres pitching staff a lot more than the Diamondbacks as well. So I gotta lean towards them. But I just don't think anybody's catching the Dodgers in the NL West this year. They just have too many damn hitters. They DFA'd Jason Hayward, what, 3 days after he hit a go-ahead home run or grand slam or whatever it was against the Seattle Mariners? It just that's how it is in Dodger land.
And I hate that he's an Astro now.
Yeah, I wanted his attitude in the Mariners locker room, but that's, like, I don't care if he's hitting 200. It's just like, that's somebody that's
200, you fit in!
Yeah, shut up. That's somebody that's won before, and you want that attitude in the Mariners locker room. You need it, but, yeah, Houston gets all the candy and all the best ones, don't they?
Yeah, they do. All right, we'll keep an eye on that, because, I mean, this... If the Padres won the division... And Dodgers go out early. Does Dave Roberts get fired? Ah, that's for another show.
That's probably a whole segment.
But you can hear the timbre in my voice that's trying to will that to existence.
You really want that. I'm not sure it's going to happen.
I really want that. I think he's the second worst manager in baseball.
Outside of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Baron Boone.
Of course. I mean, that's easy.
Sorry, buddy. I disagree with you on that one. I think Pedro Grifol was the worst manager of baseball until he was fired.
Watch your mouth on that Grady Sizemore stuff, all right? I don't care if he's a White Sox. He's an Indian for life. We'll slide over to the American League, which, I teased this earlier, so I'd like to get to it in the second hour, so I don't want to dive too much in it. This is pretty much a three-team race. This is Baltimore, Minnesota, Kansas City right now, in that order. Baltimore's got a 5.5-game lead over the Twins, who only have a half-game lead over the Royals. But I think what's more fun about what I like, I don't know if it's more fun, what I like about this wild-card race in comparison to the National League is that this wild-card race, we know for the most part who's going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's going to be New York, Cleveland, Houston, Baltimore, Minnesota, Kansas City. Outside of Houston, we're in that San Diego Padre territory. It ain't about the wild card. It's about the division. Minnesota, Kansas City have their sights set. There's a huge series in Kansas City, or in Cleveland, where Kansas City came to Cleveland. And Kansas City took 3 of 4 and tightened that gap up. And then Kansas City went to lose. I don't want to get too much in that because I want to do that later. But that division is still up for grabs. And then you're talking about the Orioles, Yankees. The Orioles have more wins than the Yankees do right now. But they also have more losses.
Yeah.
So they're technically in the wild card.
Yeah, win percentage, yeah.
But Baltimore and New York, what's going to be fun about this is that they're going to power at each other the entire way through. Because they... do not want to be in that wild card because the chance the winner of the East is most likely going to finish with the best record in the American League. And that is so important. And I cannot wait to see how Baltimore, New York pans out.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's nice to see Jackson Holliday finally hitting some bombs for him. It's just like it doesn't matter who they bring up. They hit for Baltimore, so definitely a lot of home runs to be expected out of that race. And, yeah, more cannibalization of – it's crazy. We don't really have a blue blood in baseball this year, and one of the big reasons is because all these great teams are in the same division. In the NL West, in the AL East, you've got the top two or three teams kind of in each league, or two of the top teams fighting that. So I'm excited to see Aaron Judge obviously setting new home run records, possibly. I also am excited to see another back-to-back-to-back with him and Stanton and Soto, you know, before Juan Soto goes to free agency. It's going to be an exciting month of September. I think just because of the firepower that they have in the organization that they are, I hate saying it. Like, I want the Orioles to beat them. I want them to win the division, but... I think the Yankees are going to do it, bro. I hate saying it, but I think they're going to do it.
In 3 weeks, we'll be sitting right here. And at 4.05 p.m. our time, Baltimore on the 24th of September will be in New York for a 3-game set. And then they go on the road directly after to the Twins. And that's how they finish their season.
And I'm pretty sure that is like equal to a lot of teams in playoff races are going to be in very key matchups that week. Like the Mariners, the day before, they start a 3-game set with the Astros. So if they had any semblance of hope to try to still win the division, it would be to be within 3 games by the 23rd. That is a very key moment for a lot of teams this season. Definitely those last two series. Woo, coming down to it.
Yeah, you take a look at, I mean, I just looked at the Baltimore month of September. It's not that bad. When the Yankees get off this Rangers road trip, they go to the Cubs. Then they host the Royals for 3 games.
Yep.
Then they host the Red Sox for 4 games. Then they're at the Mariners for 3, the A's for 3. They come home for the Orioles, and they finish at home versus the Pirates, who are kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, a little bit.
They're kind of a pain in the butt right now. And so that's going to be fascinating to look at as this thing goes, because it's not really a wild card race anymore. It's a division race.
No, and nobody, as you say, teams that are fighting for the wild card essentially are, what, a 4-5 game gap away from the Mariners, the Tigers, anybody that's close. You know, the Red Sox kind of in that group as well. But can Boston really make a run with their schedule in the last month? I don't think so. But like we said, anything's possible. Like the Cubs could make a run over the National League. But like, I just don't see, you know, hey, maybe the Tigers will get hot at the right time. They've got some hitters lately that are showing up. They just don't have a complete team. But yeah, I don't really see anybody challenging either of these teams for the other wild card spots. No way.
I'm looking at my Cleveland Guardians schedule for the month of September. Oh, boy. After this road trip to Kansas City, got Thursday off. 3 games at the Dodgers, 3 games at the White Sox, which makes you feel better, 4 games in Tampa, who they're out of it, but they always are hard.
Yeah.
Then 4 games at home against the Twins. That's going to be a huge series. Then you're on the road for 3 at the Cardinals, and then 2 with Cincinnati. Cleveland finishes September with 3 games at home against the Houston Astros.
Ooh, that's a rough one. That's a rough finish to the season.
All you got to hope, like, Cleveland is scoreboard watching for the Mariners to lose. And they hope that 27, 28, 29th of September, Houston's got it with no other position in sight and just mail it in for 3 days.
No, but if they wanted to keep Cleveland maybe out of the playoffs, for instance, would you see them playing hard?
For sure. I wouldn't want to play Cleveland in the playoffs.
Exactly. If I'm looking at like the matchup that I want, I think I'd still go if I'm Joe Espada to try to like put the best lineup out there I can.
Yeah. In the American League, I think you look at it like, I don't want to play Baltimore or Houston. Those are the teams I don't want to play because like they're really, really good. All right. But the Yanks, I think, are vulnerable. And every other team, I think, is vulnerable. But then when you get to that second tier of, like, the scrappy team or the true guys you don't want to see, like, I don't want to see Cleveland. I don't want to see Cleveland. I don't want to see the loser of the East. And I was going to say it about Kansas City, but we'll get to that in a minute. Cleveland is a team that I just don't think you want to see. I think the Yankees you can pitch around. Baltimore's scary.
I don't know. Stephen Kwan doesn't scare me anymore. So seems like he's just falling off a cliff.
Corbin Burns doesn't scare me anymore either.
That's true.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.